This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have Thanksgiving this week, and most of us still probably have our turkeys in the freezer. I do. I'm going to leave it there because we're not going to do Thanksgiving this week. Told you guys about that yesterday just because with all the restrictions and I don't want to tick off some people having some people over and other people not. It's just easier for me and the family to be in our pajamas, to kick back and watch Dallas play Washington football team. It's been Dallas and Redskins for decades. They always would play on Thanksgiving. I believe Dallas always hosts, and then at the end of the game, they all get to turkey legs, and they get to eat the turkey legs, and you get to see them just kind of dig in, and you feel bad for them that they don't get to, you know, enjoy Thanksgiving like you do. But, you know, I'm going to be on the couch, cuddly, with my blankie, watching the Cowboy game. Actually, I'm going to donate blood earlier that day. Apparently, a lot of blood banks are open taking blood on Thanksgiving. For those of you guys interested in donating blood, go to my website. There's a link. You could click on that link. You're going to put in your zip code, and it'll tell you, it'll find you the closest, blood locations for you guys to donate blood if you want. So that's what I'm going to do Thursday mornings. I'm pretty excited about that because I love donating blood. And, you know, I'm also excited to see if I have antibodies to COVID. So I haven't had COVID yet. So we're going to be talking about COVID again. We're going to talk about side effects with the vaccines and things like that today. But whenever you donate blood, my talent, American Red Cross, the blood banks will actually check your blood for COVID antibodies, because if so, you might be able to donate plasma. So I'm excited. I can't wait for Thanksgiving. But back to the turkey. So some of you guys are like, nah, my turkey's still in the freezer. Well, too late. Okay, that turkey needed to come out. So let's talk about how to prepare your turkey and how to do it right. So first and foremost, right, you take the turkey out of the freezer. You take it out of the wrapping. You remove all the entrails and the esophagus and the kidneys and the liver and whatever the heck they have. And sometimes they have it in a nice bag for you, and it's oozing and it's disgusting. And then what do you do with the turkey next? You wash it. Nope. You never wash your turkey. I mean, unless you went out and hunted it, right, and you are trying to pluck out the feathers, or you're brining a turkey, which I'm not really too keen on. I don't know too much about that. You don't wash your, like, if you wash off, like, the brine or whatever. You do not wash raw poultry. We stopped that years ago. You don't wash off your raw chicken. You don't wash off your raw duck. Or your geese or goose, you just don't do that. Do you guys ever wash off your ground beef? No. Because when you cook it, it's going to kill everything. If you wash it, it splashes all over the kitchen. So you do not wash your turkey. Then for thawing, a lot of you guys just slap it on the counter and expect it to thaw for a couple days. Nah, that's wrong too. We do not want you to leave any sort of poultry that's contaminated on a counter. And we don't want bacteria to grow on it. You might have a piece of that turkey that thaws faster and starts to become room temperature. Well, then bugs can grow on it. So we actually want you to thaw it in the refrigerator. So if you have a turkey, and a lot of us have smaller turkeys this year because we're not having big family feasts, we're having smaller ones. So if you have and I know a lot of people like thank the Lord for that one, but yeah, it does. It bothers a lot of people. In fact, we're going to talk about, there's a survey where a third of people are like, oh, hell no, it's worth the risk to have a big Thanksgiving dinner because we're not going to see our family much longer. So we're going to talk about that as well. But if you have a turkey that's under 12 pounds, you need it to thaw in your fridge for 3 days. That's an under 12-pound turkey. If you got a turkey between 12 and 16 pounds, it's got to fall in the fridge for 4 days. If you got a turkey between 16 to 20 pounds, 5 days, over 20 pounds, it has to thaw in the refrigerator for 6 days, which means you had to have taken that turkey out last week. So if you didn't, now what? Well, we have another option, cold water. We don't thaw turkeys at room temperature on a counter. We use cold water. So for cold water, and I wrote this out, it's on my Facebook, it's on my Twitter, I wrote an article, it's on my website, drdahlia.com, and most you know, sources have this out there. For you to thaw a turkey in water, if you have a under 12-pound turkey, you could get up early that morning, it'll thaw within 2 to 6 hours in cold water. You got to change out the water every 30 minutes. If your turkey's between 12 and 16, it's going to take about 6 to 8 hours to thaw. So you got to get up really early. If you have a 16 to 20-pound turkey, it's going to take 8 to 10 hours. You might have to start the night before. If your turkey is over 20 pounds, it could be 10 to 12 hours to thaw in cold water. Do not stick it in the microwave. Do not think that the oven is going to accelerate the thaw. It just doesn't work and it doesn't taste good. Now, some people have suggested you just fill up the bathtub and you stick the turkey in the bathtub. We've heard about that for years. The problem is you got to keep changing out the water. So, I mean, if you don't worry about the water bill, I guess you could do that, you know, but it's, you know, and I know a lot of people don't have a bin. We have like a beer cooler we could put it in if we had to. All right, so now cooking. So the average rule of thumb is for every pound of turkey, you need to cook it for about like 20 minutes. Now, I've heard anywhere from 15 minutes to 30 minutes per pound. Honestly, I've seen it vary depending on how good the oven is. You need to set your oven to 325 degrees, 325. And then the cooking times, so if your bird's under 12 pounds, it's going to take about 3 to 4 hours, 3.5 to 4 hours. If it's between 12 and 16 pounds, it's going to take 4.5 to 5 hours. If it's 16 to 20, it's going to take 5.5 hours to cook. If it's above 20, it's going to take about 6 hours to cook your turkey. But you don't eat the turkey yet until you check the temperature. So what you need to do is you need to stick the thermometer into three places to check the temperature. You need to make sure that the temperature is at least 165 degrees or 75. I like 75, but it's 65. All right. 165 degrees, you need to make sure that the internal temperature is, including the stuffing. Oh, yeah. By the way, if it's an unstuffed bird, it'll take less time to cook. You might be able to shave or, yeah, stuffed one, you need to add an extra half hour, all right? But you need to make sure in three places, like the thigh, the breast, you need to check and make sure it's like 165 degrees. Mine are. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so while we're all getting excited about the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine or the AstraZeneca vaccine, we've kind of talked about the pros and cons to each or the differences in each. AstraZeneca might not be as efficacious technically because Pfizer and Moderna have now said they're close to 95% and AstraZeneca is 90%. I still think it's going to be an efficacious vaccine at preventing COVID-19. But what makes AstraZeneca's shot even more exciting is it could be in a refrigerator for up to 30 days. That's a hell of a lot easier for small villages and places that don't have the super fancy freezers to vaccinate people if they have 30 days time to be able to have that vaccine in the refrigerator and use it. So AstraZeneca is definitely getting a little bit of publicity with that one. And people are pretty excited. One of you had asked, do you get to choose which shot? Probably not. Whatever dose is going to be in your area and going to be offered, that's the one you're going to get, you know? Will you have a choice to wait? I don't know. We haven't gotten that far. Okay? Most likely it'll be with, you know, the Biden administration, and we do not know what approach the Biden administration is going to have in terms of lockdowns, in terms of vaccines, in terms of mandates. So that is going to be yet to be seen. In the meantime, some health experts are asking that we be a little bit more transparent on what sort of side effects people are going to have. Now, I've already told you guys there's mild side effects, maybe some arm pain, maybe some body aches, maybe some, you know, headaches. But we have to be very, very careful in the media with the side effects, because already many of you read that CNBC article and you sent it to me saying, I'm not getting the shot. And I'm like, I read the article. There's nothing about the side effects saying it's dangerous. But people panic. Now, I am for transparency. I think people need to know if they're going to be down for the count for a day, or fatigued, or having a migraine, like some people have suggested that they get with the COVID vaccine. These were people in the trial. Not sure how the people knew if they got the COVID shot or not, because I thought it was supposed to be a double blind, but a study where you don't know what you're getting and the person giving it to you doesn't know what they're giving you. But apparently some people are saying when they got the shot, they felt horrible for a day. They got a migraine. One said that happened on the second shot and not the first. They felt achy and they needed to take a day off work. So these are things that we do need to know about. The problem is, you know, the narrative, what the media wants to push right now and what the economy wants to recommend and what politicians want to recommend is everybody get the vaccine. And they really don't want somebody to go, wait a second, can somebody please, you know, beforehand tell us about the side effects? Okay, no, they don't want us talking about that. That's why you don't really see a lot about it. All you see is mild side effects, and they are mild. As a doctor, I'm telling you right now that we are hearing that the side effects are mild. Now, what would constitute mild versus serious? Okay, well, if it's serious, that vaccine's not getting through, all right? I mean, it better not get through. Serious side effects, somebody dying, somebody getting a heart attack, somebody getting a stroke, somebody having the transverse myelitis like we spoke about, somebody getting a meningitis or an encephalitis, a brain infection or spinal cord infection. A severe side effect is where you get more sick from the vaccine than the illness. We aren't seeing that with the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, and I don't know what's been coming around the bend with Johnson & Johnson and Sanofi and Ovio. So we aren't hearing that. When there was a concern that there was a serious side effect, the trial stops. They reevaluate. They see if it really was the shot versus placebo. And then it looks like most of the companies have resumed and they were able to resume and, you know, move forward. So a mild side effect could be any of the following: body aches, feeling feverish, a goose egg on your arm after the shot, arm pain, muscle acheness, soreness, migraine. Now, I know the last one, a lot of you guys are like, whoa, 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 I'm going to get a migraine. And I tell you right now, I am more scared of migraine than needing a root canal. Right? Or, I mean, I hate migraines. I could have a migraine that could last a week. I am not a fan of migraines. And if somebody hears that in the news, they're going to be like, oh, hell no. Because many people that have migraines, I mean, the rule of thumb, sorry, my nose running, the rule of thumb when it comes to migraine treatment is prevent the migraine from coming on. Because once you get the migraine, we have to throw everything at you. You know, triptans, et cetera, and migraines, sometimes steroids or pain medication or whatever. I mean, it's, and that's not the appropriate way to treat a migraine, but people get so desperate by day three or four. I am not hearing that any of these COVID vaccines are going to cause week-long migraines, okay? But, you know, the same thing with the same holds true with the COVID vaccine as with the flu vaccine. Many people will say, Dr. Dahlia, I get sick from the flu vaccine. I will never take the flu vaccine because the flu vaccine makes you sick. Okay, well, technically, the flu vaccine will not give you the flu. The flu vaccine, usually the injectable one, is a killed vaccine, killed virus. So you're not really going to get flu. If you were to get sick, it could be because the immune system is being primed, just like it's going to be with the COVID. So you start getting the fever, the body aches, you start getting kind of achy, you start just not feeling right. And so you might have an immune response, you know, that makes you feel ucky. Or it could also be, for those people who said, I swear to God I got the flu from the flu vaccine. Well, it could also be that maybe you were exposed to the flu, and the flu vaccine takes a couple weeks to kick in. So if you're in flu season, and that's when you got the flu vaccine, and then you got the flu, it could just be that you got the flu before the vaccine could have taken hold. So there are some explanations for you to feel crappy after the flu shot. Unfortunately, those reasons are enough for people to say, oh, hell no, I'm not taking it. Now, apparently, CNBC had interviewed a doctor, Sandra Fryhofer. She said both Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines require two doses, as we talked about. And she's concerned that if the first shot doesn't go very well with patients and their side effects, that they're not going to come back for the next one. And so, this poses a huge problem. If people are going to be too afraid to come back for the next one, then it is a worthless vaccination attempt. Now, remember, yesterday we were told by medical experts we need 70% of people to get the shot for herd immunity. I'm already seeing online, I'm already seeing people talk going, okay, look, I'm going to be in the 30%, okay? I mean, out of 100 of us, all right, you 70 go, so we 30 don't have to. It's not going to work like that, okay? It's not. I really feel that there's going to be some government mandate to make people get it. If COVID cases continue to surge, see, I'm hoping by the summer things start quieting down again so you don't have government freak out. But if we have the vaccine by next year and it's early fall and cases are rising and governors are threatening to close down businesses again or limit their occupancy, there could be a chance that the government's like, all right, you know what, we're going to mandate. Now, healthcare workers have reached out to me going, look, okay, I got to work. How bad is this? So from what I understand, if you do feel bad, not everybody will. Everyone's different. But if you do feel bad, it's not supposed to last more than a day. If that's the case, people need to plan for that. All right? You might need to get your shot right before your day off. Not that you want to ruin your day off, or hospitals might have to plan that you are going to kind of need 24 hours to kind of rebound from it and to give you a day off. That is not something that's very, very easy for the medical community to deal with, you know, because we're going into when hospitals get overwhelmed. And so when hospitals get overwhelmed, you kind of need all hands on deck. Yeah, people take time off. They're allowed to take time off, but they definitely don't want to have their one day off when they have to deal with their kids and go shopping or whatever to be dealing with, you know, heavy vaccine side effects. So it would be ideal for us to have had the vaccine during the summer so when hospitals were less overwhelmed. But the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed no matter what because we got flu and pneumonia and all the other stuff, heart attacks, people not taking care of their blood sugar, people drinking too much eggnog, people are going to eat too much turkey, they're going to have too much salt, their blood pressure is going to rise. So hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. But what I suggest everybody does is, well, number one is I think medical experts behind Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca need to give us an honest list. Then I think we need people out there calming down the hype, all right, you know, and telling people, look, okay, you know, if COVID, right, is, you know, deadly, and if COVID, and we know COVID's deadly, but if COVID, unfortunately, you know, causes this mayhem, this might be something where you got to take one for the team. The problem we have is many people who had COVID are like, wait a second, I had COVID and I didn't get a migraine, and I don't want that migraine. So it is going to kind of take some calming down and education, but that's why you're not really hearing much about the side effects, because this is why people are starting to freak out. 1-877-DOC-SELLER.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration helped the Dow Jones Industrial Average pass a 30,000 milestone for the first time.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it. That's the ninth time since the beginning of 2020. And it's the 48th time that we've broken records in during the Trump administration. And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that worked so hard.
The S&P Logic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index says prices rose 7% in September. That's the biggest jump since 2014. Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego led the increase in a 20-city composite that didn't include Detroit. USA Radio News. Quality is once again job one at Ford Motor Company. Taking a page from the automaker's ad slogan of the 1980s and 90s, Ford's new chief executive, Jim Farley, is aiming to rein in the warranty repair costs that are the key reasons why Dearborn, Michigan's automaker's financial performance in North America has lagged over its rival, General Motors. Cabinet picks continuing for the incoming administration.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday I saw a headline, and it was an opinion piece on if the government should pay people to wear a mask. And I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, are you kidding me, really? I mean, really, where's all this money coming from? But as I kind of read the opinion piece, I saw, okay, wait a second, I could see both sides to this. So I want to ask you guys, all right? Do you feel that the government should open up their coffers and provide money to people to wear a mask? Now, my vote on that is no. But I think the government might need to provide masks and the proper ones. That's my vote. Okay? which again is still in La La Land because I don't see how that's going to be realistic. We just had another study come out saying, guys, the cloth masks really don't do it. You really need to be wearing the N95 respirators. And this has been a big debate that many people have had where they're like, look, okay, the masks don't work. So if the masks don't work, why are we being threatened and fined and possibly losing our business license and forced to enforce it when we don't even have law enforcement or security in our stores? And, you know, my opinion on that is these are a barrier. But, yeah, these aren't adequate. Of course they're not adequate. We all know that. But they provide a barrier, and I think they do something. So I support masks. But do we pay people to wear something that's kind of halfway? I would rather, and let me see, I think I got a hold of one. These aren't exactly the N95 respirators. These are something called the KN95 respirators, which I believe are made in China. Okay? They're a little thicker. These things supposedly offer more protection. So why not the government hand these out to people? Why not make these free? I'm also wondering, I want to do a study, where if you do have a mask like this, what if you put a maxi pad on the inside? Will the maxi pad offer extra layers? Because that's really the difference. A lot of these, it's the layers that are in them. It would be really nice if they had copper in them, too. So this kind of goes like that. Yeah, it's not the sexiest thing, but these are called KN95. So they're supposed to be like N95, but they're made in China. Yeah, we're still dependent on China. All right, so where did this debate come from? Why would we pay and incentivize? All right, well, you know, when you threaten to penalize people, it doesn't work. You know, the average American's like, are you kidding me, really? Really? I mean, yeah, some people scared, but people don't like penalties, and they're already, you know, kind of worried that the government is already kind of become a lot more fascist and, you know, dictatorial, and we kind of are now a society where, you know, we're having these orders from above that might not make a lot of sense, making us do things that go against our rights, go against our ability to feed our families. So you're already having a lot of distrust of everybody. So government coming out going, look, you know, maybe we'll pay you to wear the masks. It's a nice thing. But the reason why this came about is because when people are reusing their mask, or like this, okay, if you had to spend, let's say, $5 for 20 masks, or $20 for a box of 50. Right? You were like, that's a lot of money for being unemployed. But you know what? This will all be over in May or June. And it wasn't. Then in July and August, you couldn't walk into a store. You couldn't walk into a salon. You couldn't walk into a casino without a mask. Okay? Well, luckily the casinos passed them out. But I heard a lot of companies are like, sorry, we don't have any more masks. We're not going to buy the masks, they said. I mean, because now their bottom line is up. And a lot of people already added money. I don't know if you saw restaurants, but restaurant prices went up because, again, they had to pay for PPE. And they had to protect their workers, and they had to start paying for masks. So many companies started saying, you know what, look, you have to bring your own mask. And I hear from people all the time, like, I'm not going to keep buying masks. This is costing us money. So when you see an anti-mask attitude, there it could be multifaceted. There could be a lot of reasons. One is it could be on principle, where they're like, you're not going to tell me what to do. Two, it could be academic, going, but it's not really working, and I'm touching my face more, and I think it's making it worse. And when I'm sneezing, I'm trying to hold in my sneeze so it doesn't get wet. It could be aesthetic. You know, where, you know, I'm sweating, it doesn't feel good, my makeup is falling, it's just not working, and I need to see people and I need to communicate. It could be medical, where somebody, you know, is having trouble breathing in it, or they're anxious, you know, or they start to get acne or whatever. So there's a lot of reasons why people might not want to wear the mask. But the one reason that you really don't hear a lot of people be honest about is they don't want to spend the money. It's costing them to buy the masks. And they're not cheap. These things I'm seeing on sale on Amazon, a box I think of like 50 is $70 for these. Now, can you rewear them? In theory, you can. But technically, you're supposed to I mean, in the medical setting, you're supposed to take them off. And you're supposed to take them off, and when you're around a new person, put a new one on. So that's why when I hear, and it's, you know, it's a real tough position for me to be in, because I don't want to be political, and I don't want to, you know, entertain any improper myths. But when you hear somebody go, but the masks don't work, they're not wrong. Now when you hear somebody go, well, the masks work, they're not wrong either. So what happened with the Spanish flu? Was there an Amazon that was selling masks for $70 a box? No. Nurses handed them out. Masks were handed out to everybody. They had to clean them and reuse them. Now, the Spanish flu lasted a couple years, but it was something that the government provided. Now, the problem we have is people with their masks, I see the masks, they're outside, they're on the street. I drove over one the other day. I don't know why there was a mask in the middle of the asphalt, but it was there. Which, and people always ask, where's the biohazard? I mean, shouldn't things be thrown at the biohazard? I get that asked all the time. And I said, technically, yeah, we, in medicine, we throw these things at biohazard. Apparently, we're not really doing that, you know, in real life. So it's, again, halfway, and I get it. I get it. You know, we're doing the best we can. But if government was going to take on that extra money and hand out, how do they get masks to everybody? So what they might do instead is have to have like mask stations, you know, where at certain areas is where you can get a mask, and then, you know, kind of like a food pantry, you can get your masks and do it that way. You can't just have like a newspaper bin thing, because somebody always takes all the newspapers, so that's not going to work. But it is something that I think we need to think about. We're asking you, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, if the government wants people in masks, should they pay for it? Now, on the flip side, would that even work? You know, in my businesses, people walk in saying, nah, I'm not wearing one. And my staff has to be like, sorry, it's the rules. We can't, you know, the governor could close us down. We have to have you, you know, wear a mask. And, you know, we have extra masks. The customer has a mask. They just don't want to wear it. So some people thought that that original headline meant you're going to be given a stipend. You're going to be given extra money just to put it on. A fear I have is if we already move so far as to paying for masks, are people going to say, you need to pay me to put it on and to restrict my rights? And I don't know if we could go that far. I don't know if government has that kind of money. Honestly, we don't really have the type of money we're already spending. So I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should government provide or pay for us to wear masks? 1-877-DOCADALI. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. David Dinkins, New York's first black mayor, has died at the age of 93. He was, I believe, the son of a barber. And he was, I believe, the first and I think only black mayor of New York City. He has died at the age of 93. Actually, it happened last night at his residence on Manhattan's Upper East Side, according to the New York City Police Department. Apparently, the department had received a call from his residence about an unconscious person having difficulty breathing. And so we don't have any more details on what happened, but Unfortunately, Mayor David Dinkins has died at the age of 93. Also in breaking news, Pennsylvania earlier this morning has certified its presidential election results, officially declaring Joe Biden as the winner. Their final vote tally showed Biden receiving 3.4 million votes to Donald Trump's 3.3 million votes. There was an 80,555 differential between the two, and that's according to Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar. I am receiving many of your questions, like, over the past few weeks on what happened that night. Trump was winning in Michigan and Wisconsin and Georgia and Pennsylvania. New York Times was even calling it. There's apparently odds and bets that people do out of, in other countries. Trump had it. The claim is that all the mail-in ballots started to get counted, and the Democrats were more inclined to do mail-in ballots. Whether you believe that or not is up to you, but that's unfortunate. That's where we stand right now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are coming up on Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is a little bit different this year. Okay, for some of you, still going to have a nice turkey feast, going to have the family over, going to go and do some Black Friday shopping. Some of you will be able to leave early. For the majority of us, we got some pretty strict guidelines, and no more than 2 households, no more than 10 people from both households. Everybody has to wear masks indoors. If you, for some, you have to have it outdoors, which is kind of cold in some parts of the country. And it's just kind of taking the fun out of it that, you know, we, in my family, we just canceled it. The older, you know, family members were a little worried. I'm going to be donating blood. We're also got, you know, the Cowboy game. Not that the Cowboys have been doing, you know, very, very good this year. I'm just like, you know what? You know, to have a big family feast when we really can't have family together, and we're all on diets in my family, we're going to just do a small, you know, dinner. And it stinks, you know. It's a beautiful holiday, but it just doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. Well, it's also not going to feel like Black Friday. So Black Friday, during the recession, took a turn where it started on Thursday evening. And during the Great Recession, which marred most of the teens last decade, Black Friday, which was a saving grace for most stores, was somebody had the bright idea of why the heck are we waiting till Friday? If we could open before others on Thursday, we could bring in extra income on Thursday. And a whole bunch of other retailers jumped on that. It stunk for those people who had to work, but I think they got double time. So it ended up, you know, actually working out for some employees because they're like, wait a second, I'm actually making more money and I get away from the family. So it kind of, you know, for the last then 10 years stuck. People were like, okay, you know what? This is going to work. Unfortunately, with COVID, it doesn't work. And so now we're going back to closures on Thanksgiving. Some people, you know, applaud that. I think a lot of the companies are kind of sad because this might be their last, you know, hurrah, their Hail Mary until they have to close. So which stores are going to be closed? Well, Academy Sports and Outdoors are going to be closed on Thanksgiving. Ace Hardware, Aldi, Apple, except I think Apple Fifth Avenue flagship in New York might be open. At Home, Banana Republic, Barnes & Noble, Bath & Body Works, Beals Florida, Bed Bath & Beyond will be closed on Thanksgiving. We're not talking Black Friday, but these are like the, if you went on Thursday night, don't go this Thursday night. These places are closed. Best Buy, BJ's Wholesale Club, Boscov's, Burlington, Bye Bye Baby, Conn's Home Plus, Costco, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dillard's, Five Below, Fleet Arm, Forever 21, GameStop, Gap, Guitar Center, H&M, Half Price Books, Harbor Freight, Hobby Lobby, Home Depot, Home Goods, IKEA, J. Crew, JCPenney, Kohl's, Lowe's, Lids, Macy's, Marshall's, Menards, Michael's, Nordstrom, Nordstrom Rack, Office Depot, and Office Max. Who's buying presents at Office Depot? And well, you know what? I mean, I could use some toner. Anyway, Office Depot and Office Max closed for Black Friday. Old Navy, Petco, PetSmart, although I'm sure somebody's going to feed the animals that are in there. Publix, Raymour and Flanagan, REI, Sally Beauty, Sam's Club, Sephora, Shoe Carnival, Southwest Eastern Grocers, Staples, Target, TJ Maxx, Trader Joe's, Ulta Beauty, Value City Furniture, Vera Bradley, Walmart will be closed on Thursday. Hasn't done that in a long time, and World Market. There will be some stores that'll stay open. Albertsons, hours will vary, but, you know, people always are like, dang, I forgot the cranberry sauce, or I forgot, you know. Acme Market, Bash's, supermarkets will be open. Dillon's, Food Lion, Fred Meyer, The Fresh Market, Fresh Time, Giant Company, Giant Food will be open. Giant Eagle Supermarkets, Harris Teeter, HEB, Hy-Vee, King Supers, Kroger, Meijer, Ralph's, Safeway, Smart and Final, Sprouts, Stop and Shop, Tops, Wegmans, or is it Wegmans? Whole Foods Market, Winco, Walmart. No, Walmart should not be open. No, Walmart's closed. Your 7-Eleven will be open. Your Circle K will be open. Most CVS, from what I understand, Big Lots, Bass Pro Shops will be open. Cabela's will be open. Dollar General will be open. Edible, Instacart, Rite Aid, Sheets, Walgreens, Wawa's will be open. When I went to Pennsylvania, there's a lot of Wawa's there. I like Wawa. I like Wawa a lot. All right. So then, Black Friday. Yep, a lot of these places will open up for Black Friday. They need to. Unfortunately, there's a lot of restrictions. So, like in my neck of the woods, the big box stores that are 50,000 square feet, they still have to be at 25% capacity, and they have to have people at each door counting. Now, I don't know if the grocery store aspect is going to be limited as well. But Costco, let's say, is going to open at 9 a.m. on Friday. Let me see. JCPenney will open at 5 a.m. Michael's at 7 a.m. Old Navy, 12 a.m. Oh, well, 12 a.m., that's still kind of Thursday night. Sam's Club will be open normal hours for Black Friday. Target will open at 7 a.m., most stores. Walmart will open 5 a.m. local time on Black Friday. And you know what? I mean, considering with everything going on and, you know, the staff issues and, you know, the need to, you know, kind of have, you know, many staff people on deck for all the new rules, I think they might be making a better, shall we say, choice that way by just being closed on Thanksgiving. Because number one is paying double time for a holiday or paying overtime. That's really going to, you know, add to your costs. And you can't understaff. You're going to have the most amount of staff. And even though you'll probably get people saying, yeah, I want to be there, how do you know they don't have COVID? So, you know, and if you're limited with the number of customers, you're really not going to gain that much of a profit. So you might as well be open Friday when you don't have to pay overtime and that kind of thing. So, yeah. But many of these places have been urging that you buy online. In fact, Amazon has told people to be prepared that there could be up to, I believe, a few weeks delay with some of the shipment because they are anticipating huge orders on Amazon. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Deli.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.